From the News Center, a news focus.
Pennsylvania's Environmental Quality Board is expected to make its final ruling on whether the state will join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI, in July. REGGI is a multi-state cap and invest program to cut carbon emissions, and a new report from the Ohio River Valley Institute shows it has strong potential to support the communities hit hardest by closing coal plants. The report says Pennsylvania could see $300 million annually from REGGI, a portion of which could support lost tax revenue and workforce development in these communities. Joanne Kilgour with the Institute says REGGI is an opportunity for the Commonwealth to learn from past mistakes.
Looking at REGGI as really an opportunity to provide some planning and use proceeds to usher in a more prosperous future in coal plant communities across the Commonwealth, whereas without a plan, market forces will continue to shutter coal plants and there will be no planned funding to cushion job losses and other economic impacts.
Energy company GenOn announced earlier this month it plans to close the Cheswick coal-fired power plant in Allegheny County in September. That will leave only three conventional coal plants online in Pennsylvania without plans to retire or transition. State Senator Carolyn Komyda, who represents parts of Chester County, introduced the REGGI Investments Act in June. She says it would broaden the areas in which the state can invest REGGI proceeds to include a proposed Energy Communities Trust Fund and an Environmental Justice Fund.
The REGGI Investments Act is enabling legislation for these valuable REGGI proceeds to be directed to the communities and individuals who need it the most.
Pennsylvania is the only state in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast region not yet a part of REGGI. If approved, it could join by early 2022. I'm Emily Scott.